USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
On Friday at the closing bell, the Dow lost 623 points to close at 25,629. This as President Trump tells U.S. companies to find alternatives to doing business in China. Jim O'Wade is a Clearset Advisors Senior Managing Director.
The investment community and the business community was not happy with the way Trump conducted himself this week. There doesn't seem to be a clear style, just a lot of name calling. And I think what the market is telling you is that if it continues, it's going to change the facts on the ground because businesses are going to pull back, which means hiring will pull back, which means consumers will pull back. So I would implore the administration to be a little bit more disciplined, a little bit more focused, a little bit more clear-sighted as to what they're trying to accomplish.
Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg is recovering after another round of cancer treatment. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Like, why do I have to pay a full gym membership when I don't even use all the equipment? Like the rowing machine. I don't know about you, but I'm not doing a ton of manual lake travel these days.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck. This is truck oil. This is hunting, fishing, camping way off the grid oil. This is climbing mountains in the rain, snow, and mud oil. This is hauling the world's greatest tailgate party halfway across the country, oil. This is not top-down cruising to the corner store for cupcakes oil. This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck, just for your truck and SUV, oil. Find Shell Rotella Gas Truck at your local Advance Auto Parts today.
Billionaire David Koch is dead at the age of 79. The conservative activist and philanthropist, along with his 83-year-old brother Charles, used their fortune to push for smaller government and have been known to throw their support behind Republican candidates. President Trump tweeted that he would raise tariffs on $250 billion of Chinese goods from 25 to 30% on October 1st. The president also announced that a 10% tariff was set to go into effect September 1st will be raised to 15%. As far as this back and forth between the United States and China, Peter Navarro, assistant to the president and director of trade and manufacturing, says the United States is behind the president's moves.
We are all China hawks now in this country, and whether it's Mike Pompeo or Chuck Schumer or a Harvard Harris poll that says the public is behind President Donald J. Trump standing up to China as the chosen one.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
As President Trump continues to explore ways to stop murders from happening across the country, one of the things the president is very interested in is mental illness and how mental illness plays a role regarding people committing these horrific acts. I had a chance to catch up with Dr. Alan Roper, and one of the things we discussed was how someone's mental state plays a role when it comes to these people that commit these horrific mass murders.
Well, first off, there's a notion that there's not just something wrong with their mental life, but with their brain, that their brain made them do it. And that turns out probably not to be true. There's only one celebrated case where somebody who was a mass murderer turned out to have something wrong with his brain, and it's not even clear they were connected. But I just don't think we fully understand. And I think attempts to frame the problem as mental illness could be a little bit misguided because we don't know the boundaries of mental illness. We don't, and who says it's mental illness? Who's going to decide?
A Hawaiian Airlines flight made an emergency landing in Honolulu late Thursday as smoke began filling the plane, forcing pilots to declare an in-flight emergency. The all 184 passengers and 7 crew members used the evacuation slide to get off the plane safely.
Evacuation was done orderly, and I think it's the best result we could have asked for.
That's Honolulu Airport Fire Chief Glenn Mitchell. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.